Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Have you ever heard of the term work husband, work wife? You know, and it typically kind of belongs to the coworker you spend the most time with, which doesn't necessarily mean you're flirting with them, but it may mean that you have this relationship with somebody you work for or with. But what about when it becomes a sort of a flirting thing? You've heard about personal trainers getting together with their clients and, you know, all the kinds of workplace love things around the water cooler. When is that dangerous? When is it okay? My guest is a leading dating and relationship expert, April Byer. She's the founder and president of Byer & Company. So, April, welcome to the show. Let's speak about flirting at work. You know, it used to be taboo to get into any kind of relationship with someone at work. Now, that's kind of where some people say, you know, if I don't go to bars, that's where I meet people. So what do you think about that?
You know, it's only natural. You know, when you're in a male-female dynamic, I don't care where you are, you can't shut that down. There's going to be natural flirtation and connection. And you're with this person for, could be 8 to 10, maybe 10-plus hours per day, and you've got common interests. You have a shared interest in something. You're working closely together. There's bound to be some connections that happen along the way. It's all about keeping in check and understanding if you're leaning into it and leaning on it too much is really the danger.
Okay, so, you know, we all flirtations, the little flirtations that you do, you know, there's a cute guy who works next to you, or, and you guys, but you're both married. And so you know nothing would ever come of it. Is that kind of flirting okay, or is that a little bit dangerous? Because that's how these kinds of things happen.
It is dangerous because you can only speak for the quality of the relationship that you're in. You can't speak for the other person. So the danger zone is when someone might be developing actual real feelings for you, and you could be doing it in a very innocent way. It is disrespectful. I think, as you know, I would love to think that we as women would protect other women we've not even met yet. But if she's married to our coworker, we should be respectful of that boundary. You know, a flirtation, I think people tend to think of flirtation as sex. It's not. Flirtation can just be, you know, being warm and charming with someone. It doesn't necessarily have to get to the sexual innuendos and getting to the point where next thing you know, you're having an affair after hours with this person that's in your office. Flirtation is natural. It's when people take it too far because maybe the relationship they're in isn't all that great and they think it's something innocent, but it's always going to carry into more if the relationship that you're in or the person you're flirting with is not up to par.
Well, and I think that's an important message right there. If your relationship is lacking or theirs is, then there's always that little bit of wonder, would it be better with this person? What would happen if I was with this person? And we all know, April, that flirting builds your own self-esteem, makes you feel attractive and sexy and desired again, especially if you're in a relationship where you don't always feel that way.
Right, and then we also have to look at what about women who are not in a relationship and they're leaning on their work husband to give them that satisfaction, those feel-good, you know, chemicals that are racing through her brain. And, of course, you start to think you're actually in a relationship and you're disappointed when you see this man go home to his girlfriend or his wife or out on other dates. You have to have a reality check. You are not in a real relationship with this person. All it is just light banter. That's all it can be at work.
So if you are in that situation, and you might even feel that little bit of disappointment, do you cut the banter off and keep it strictly business? Or if you feel you've developed a connection with that person, whether it's a buddy connection or the little flirtations or somebody you think you can depend on, not really sure, do you cut it off? Do you keep it going and just kind of give yourself that reality check? What do you do?
Yeah, once the train is moving, it's hard to stop it. I think the best way to handle it is just to be honest and say, listen, you know, we've been flirting for the last several weeks. It's now getting a little inappropriate. It's now making me, you know, think about you more. It's disturbing my work day. Can you help me out here?
Really, April?
Yes.
Really, you want this?
With someone.
Okay, but by doing that, first of all, you're putting a face to it. Second of all, you're looking at this guy who says, maybe he says, I wasn't flirting with you. That's my natural personality. And then you look like a goof. Or,
no, you don't, because you can say, I'm flirting with you. You know, I'm fighting
And then
myself.
He'll tell people, well, she's been flirting with me. She's got a crush on me. She's, you know, then you look like a goof in any case. How can you be honest with somebody if it's not really, truly this mutual thing? It just sounds so forced. Well, we've been flirting and it's inappropriate. Do you know what I mean? I'm not cutting you down. I'm
no,
just saying
but
that.
But there are some times when it's actually very apparent that two people are flirting. They both know it. You know, you'd have to be out to lunch to not to know that someone's flirting with you. So let's just call it what it is. If you're heading into that part where it's getting a little dangerous, and then of course, if that's only if you can't stop it. You know, if you find yourself still doing it and it becomes a habit and you're relying on it every single day and you're looking forward to seeing this person and it is inappropriate because you're both married or you're in a relationship. If it's clear that both of you are flirting, then something has to be said. Honesty is always the best policy.
And then what happens? Then are you both uncomfortable around each other then?
No,
are you,
then,
is
then
it awkward?
The air is cleared. No, then the air is cleared. You can just say, listen, I think you're a really handsome guy and I'm finding myself flirting with you all day. Or, hey, I'm feeling a little flirtation coming my way. I just want to make sure that this is just innocent. You know, it stops here at the office. Because sometimes this man will get the wrong idea, and then you will be in danger. Zone.
As men tend to do when women flirt with them.
They're flattered. Their ego is puffed up. They think it's amazing and cool that this woman at work is looking at them and complimenting them. You have to have ownership of your feelings. We're all adults. And I think calling it out is, I don't see there's anything wrong with that at all. Because if you've appealed to someone's sensitive emotion, he might say, you know what, you're right, I get it, you know, it's not okay. If he doesn't stop, or if it's coming to you and you don't want it coming to you, then you can take other measures and you can literally just stop and avoid that person. I just think avoiding somebody or stopping a behavior is difficult to do. How do you avoid the person that you're sitting with all day?
Well, that's right. And so you can flirt, but you can't necessarily avoid them. And then what if it starts to cross the line? If the person's married, you're married, something, and you're noticing that people switch jobs for this kind of thing, April.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why you have to take stock. How valuable is my job? How valuable is my current relationship? Is it worth this? Because you're going to get different attention at work you are from the person that you live with day in and day out. So it's going to be very flattering and very exciting, and it's going to make you possibly lose everything, lose your job. You know, you'll have to switch careers or switch offices, or it could actually make you lose your current relationship. I think that everybody needs to just do a really good, honest, long reality check, which is, am I relying on this because it's about my ego? And is he flirting with me because it makes him feel good to flirt? Maybe he's escaping from his relationship, and I don't want to be that woman that is just his escape.
Wow. You know? It's a lot to think about. Now, in the last 30 seconds or so, tell people where they can find out more about you and your very best advice for flirting at work.
Oh, okay. You can find me at aprilbeyer.com, April, B-E-Y-E-R.com. And I guess my biggest advice about flirting at work is to understand that you really don't need to settle. And I think that settling for a fake relationship, which is that's what you're having at work, that's just a fake relationship, that there's more for you, and that the longer you lean on that, the harder it's going to be for you to have a relationship outside of work. So focus outside of work, just get your work done during the day, and find somebody out in your real life.
Great advice, because a job is a job, but your real life is what you have to go home to afterwards. Take stock of what's going on. Flirting is fun, but there's certainly a line that can be drawn. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Staying Well. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day and stay well.